With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. And Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. It is Wednesdays with Whaley. So thrilled to have Doug in studio. He's got his Coach Prime shirt on. You have a shirt on that says, I believe Jackson State University football. That is 1,000% a handout from Coach Prime.
No doubt about it. When Look you go you. There, you got to go with swag. If it's free, give me three.
Yes, that is incredible. Coach Prime, you think, man, before we get into the Steelers stuff, he'd be just a lunatic to take the Colorado job. Do you agree with that?
I think so. I think just because when you look at it nowadays, even with the transfer portal, your base has to be a fertile recruiting ground in that state. In Colorado, you just don't have that fertile recruiting ground. When they were had it humming with McCarthy, they had a pipeline to Cali. They just, I don't know how you develop that now with the schools in California, especially USC, UCLA starting to roll. They're going to keep those guys. They're going to the Big Ten. So I would hold off to another place where you could just build a fence around that school in that state.
Greatest Steeler practice squad player ever from Colorado, Jeremy Bloom. Remember him?
Oh, yeah, the skier.
Oh, yeah. He could fly.
Yes, he could. He was about 5'0".
He could fly. He was
Great dude, though.
Other than Tim DeWight, I don't know if I've ever seen a faster white dude.
And actually, I just talked to him about a summer ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Unbelievably nice guy. But, yeah, he could fly.
Oh, he could. He beat all those guys on that Jeep Superstars. Mm-hmm. He beat, like, the Olympic sprinters.
This was probably early 2000s.
Yes. 2004-ish, 5-ish.
He beat Ronaldo Nehemiah and James Jett and like all these guys on Jeep Superstars.
And the best part about it, he was a Colorado ski dude.
Bum.
Had that personality.
Jeremy
was the
really?
Funniest
oh,
dude.
Oh, yeah.
Receiver? Receiver?
Yeah, punt returner and stuff.
Yep. Wow.
Anyway, on to more important things. Crowley has it queued up. Doug, you texted last night. You heard a piece of audio that piqued your interest during the week. Let's go with the Kenny Pickett audio. You want to hit first, Crowley?
Yeah, Coach. I mean, Coach T, you know, puts a lot of confidence, you know, in myself. Just, you know, asks me what I like, what I don't like. You know, I feel like that play, you know, just watching from tape, you know, all week. You know, simple play, but something I feel like other teams weren't doing that. I think if we had gave it a shot, I think we could have been successful. You know, we were in 4-down territory. You know, so we're going to go for it again on the next play if we didn't get it. But I felt real confident with that play, and you know, real happy we got in the end zone.
Tell me why that raises a flag or it piques your interest, one of the two.
All right, I'm going to turn in the host real quick. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what you guys unpacked out of that sounds bite, and then because I don't want to influence you from what I got out of it.
What'd you get out of it, Dorn?
I got out of it that there are people that have said they haven't seen first-round things out of Kenny and on the field. That is a moment where like that is a first-round leadership guy that is saw something that could have been an effect during the game that he brought to the coaching staff is like, hey, I know you want to call this, but I'm overriding, and I think that this is going to happen just because I know the flow of the game. That tells me he is so in tune with what's going on, and it was right. If you're going to do something, you got to be right about it, and he was right. It worked, and that's exactly what you expect out of your future quarterback.
I see that they're starting to grant him a lot more latitude and trust to allow him to do that, and for as much as we dog the communication, that it's starting to work a little bit.
Yeah, and I at first, I think like a lot of people, it piqued my interest that Matt Canada's name wasn't mentioned, and I knew that's where you wanted to go with it, Doug. I did consider after the fact, though, Canada's up in the booth. Sully, and I know they've got headsets and telephones, as you mime the telephone towards me, but he's got Sully down on the field with him. So I can explain that away, but I think to Colin's point, which I think is greater, and Dormick's great point about leadership, that is one of the things that I have never faulted Pickett on to this point. The communication is working.
So this is where you guys are going. It's the whole communication between Canada and, well, when you're on the field, it's like, hey, relay this to Canada. Like, this is what I see. Let him know. Do you guys see this too? Yes, we're on the field. Canada, hey, we're going to override. And Kenny says you see this. Let's roll with it.
Yeah. No, I see it all. But the other thing I do see is earlier in the year, everybody was talking about how involved Mike T is in the offense.
Mm-hmm.
He's very involved, especially in crucial situations. But I think this whole unpacking is pointing in nothing but positive directions. And you hit it on the head. Physically, there's going to be questions on how high of a ceiling Kenny can be. But everything else, that QB acumen that you need to be that franchise guy, was displayed right then and there. And this first rookie year, even though he hasn't started the whole year, what is this, his fourth game?
Fifth.
Yeah. Fifth game? For him to come over and to have the confidence in himself, but to have not only the confidence in himself, but the coaching staff to have the confidence and the players when he comes in the huddle and then he says, this is what we're going to do and elevate everybody else's level of play and execute, that is an incredible first step. I know you guys have been talking about always should he have started before and all of that stuff. It is where it is. But where he is now and what he displayed in that game and in that moment, we should all be very happy of his progression and where it can lead, because the hardest part about being a quarterback, obviously that's physical skills, but having the ability to elevate everybody's plays, and that's the difference between the good ones and the great ones.
All right, that's the first piece of audio. Second piece, Mason Cole talking about, excuse me, a lot of things. Crowley, play it.
Romy scored on Kenny called it. We were in the, it was a timeout, and Kenny said, I want to run this, and I was all for it because it was a run play, so obviously I was for it. But to see that confidence on third and two on the goal line is big. It's good to see. It's exciting to see. And just for to show who he is as a leader and the command he has on the field, it's really cool.
Not in a braggadocious way, but in a way of growing as a leader, how important is it for the other guys on that offense to know he had a hand in steering that moment?
In my opinion, the greatest attribute of any leader is servitude. And he did not call a play that put Kenny on the spot. He called the best play for the team, the best play to win the game, and it was a running play. That, to me, says tremendously enough about his leadership that anybody should never question it. And it just, right there, that quote right there tells you, a veteran offensive lineman that is not he was brought in from a different team. He's been different places. He's played with different quarterbacks. For him to say that leadership, for him to point it out, not for anyone else, for someone in that huddle, and you've been in that huddle before, when your quarterback comes in and says, this is what we're going to do, I'm calling it, and it's not a play that he but does anything but hands the ball off, you're like, that's that dude. Because it's not about Kenny. It's about winning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want in your quarterback.
It's all about winning.
That's my quarterback.
You know, like that's. I mean, that was a moment where I was like, "Wow, okay, we're getting somewhere now." You know, he's getting somewhere. He's starting. It's not like he didn't get it before, but he's in a position where he can make things happen. And it's not just like you said, Doug. It's not for himself. You know, he could have easily been like, "All right, quarterback draw," or "All right, you know, stick route to the tight end," or Pat Freiermuth down the rail here. No, he's like, "We're going to run to Benny Snell, our third string running back, and it's going to score."
And I think, whether you question Pickett's physical skills or not, and certainly there are people that, and I probably still will have my questions about it, you saw him make two very nice plays that were based on physical skill, one in the George Pickens 2-point conversion, mm-hmm. but then also the guts again. I've never questioned this about the guy either, leadership and guts. He stands in there on the 3rd and 9 to Pickens and delivers, even though he takes a shot up high. And so Will Graves put it great, I think, yesterday. He wrote, Kenny Pickett's greatest strength has always been that he's better than the sum of his parts. he doesn't have the biggest arm. He's not the biggest, strongest dude, fastest dude. But you put it all together and sort of cherry on top the sundae is the leadership and the intangible guts. Mm-hmm. I think we're starting to see something good develop.
Yeah, but he's also, I think he does have tangibles. I think he's able to run and get out of the pocket. Mm-hmm. He's able to elongate a play. That's not intangible. That's wholly tangible. You look at the two-point conversion. How many players in the NFL can make a play string out that long and run with their receiver parallel to the scrimmage line and allow it to happen? I mean, I know that that's the newfangled quarterback, but there still aren't a lot of quarterbacks, I don't think, that make that play.
I don't mean to cut you off, Doug, but like even like the little plays, like whenever George Pickens dropped that pass across the middle when it was low, I thought that was a great play by him. Mm-hmm. People were like, oh, well, he should have let him farther. I'm like, no, he put it right where only the receiver could get it, and he was on the move. Do you know how hard it is to move and throw a guy on the move?
Yes.
Down the field, 20 yards down the field? That was the perfect spot. George Pickens catches that.
Low and away.
Like, that was a point for me personally where I was like, okay, he's feeling this out. He's getting to a point where he can start making plays.
And I'm going to preface this saying, I don't know if he'll ever be this guy, and I'm not comparing him to this guy, but there's a guy that had a Hall of Fame career that didn't have superior physical skills, but had that quarterback acumen. That
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're talking about now, Joe Montana.
Yep.
Joe Montana did not have an arm. He was athletic, but wasn't super athletic that you were worried about him breaking the pocket. He wasn't Steve Young athletic. He could move around, buy time. His arm was good, but his accuracy was great, and his leadership and knowing how to play that position.
And that's what I think we mean when we say better than the sum of his parts. It's not saying he doesn't have the tangible skills. No. He does have them. He just might not be the fastest, strongest, whatever it may be physically,
right,
but he puts it all together in a way that makes him as valuable or could make him as valuable as some of the guys that do have those tangibles.
And another thing that is a positive, and I said, I want one of these games before the end of the year to say we won it because of Kenny. The momentum was all with the Colts. They hadn't converted a third down in the second half. He converts that third down, gets the penalty, was a personal foul,
right,
roughing the passer penalty. They end up scoring, obviously calling that play to win for the touchdown, the 2-point. That scoring drive was all Kenny to me. And it was a comeback scoring drive, fourth quarter scoring drive to win. And guess what? It was just coming off a game where they dribbled down their leg in the second half. And it was going that way against the Colts. And you're like, oh, no, here we go. So think of the momentum this is going to be a foundational piece for this team going forward. May not pay dividends this year, but I think it is what we were thinking would happen with a first-round quarterback. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's very positive, and everybody should be happy.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, we get into Najee. You want to talk Najee? Because it's really an interesting situation that has kind of lingered and lingered and lingered all season, and it doesn't seem to be trending in any direction. It just seems to be treading water with him. We'll talk about that. We'll take your calls, too, if you want. 412-928-9370, at least your text on that text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We are that Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And we need to tell you right now, bet on these games. Great bets happening right now. Start the week off tomorrow night. No sweat, same game parlays from FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sportsbook.
Yep, Bills, Pats, tomorrow night, your chance to get in on all that action with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, because you know they hook you up on Thursdays. A no sweat, same game parlay from FanDuel every single Thursday. That means you get free bets back if that Thursday night same game parlay doesn't hit. Perfect way to combine your bets for a shot at a bigger payday. You can build your own same game parlay, or you can choose from one of the popular ones pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated app, however you play. Bet the NFL on Thursday nights with a no-sweat same game parlay when you download the app and plug in our promo code FAN. That's F-A-N. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in PA, 3 plus legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Off the field with the Didi Kinkavala every Tuesday, 6 to 7, Minio's newest location, North Hills. It's right there on Wildwood Road, Hampton Township. Didi talks with a different member of the Black and Gold. Hear from the players on what's happening on the field and learn more about who they are off the field. That's every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. It's right there in North Park pretty much. Great, great times. You had Edmund Nelson last night. That's you could check that out. Go back on our Odyssey Rewind app and listen if you'd like. So there's that. Why, when you look at the box score after a game, you see it with your own eyes during the game, but when you look at a box score after the game, does seemingly every other back, no matter if it's Jaylen Warren, Benny Snell, McFarland, whomever they put in there, it seems like, is able to eclipse the 5 yards of carry mark, and Najee Harris is stuck at 3.5 all the time? Why is that happening?
Man, I wish I knew. Easy excuses, he's not 100%. I thought he was getting on track with last game when he started running downhill, more decisive. The one thing I have noticed, and I don't know if you guys noticed, the hits he's taken. Mm-hmm. I thought he was a guy that used to run behind his pads, be able to push the pile forward, or at least fall forward with that big body to get those hidden yards. You know, you get hit, you fall forward 2-3 yards. Those hidden yards after a while start adding up. But now he's taking shots. He's running high. And I don't know. It's not the back I saw or we saw coming out of Alabama, and it's not the back we saw his rookie year. So I don't know what's going on. And obviously they're not letting us know, and he's not letting us know if there's something else wrong, or is he just in a slump?
Yeah,
is he just not happy?
It seems like he's in a slump. It's like his vision and his explosiveness isn't syncing up together. Like, no. You know, he playing running back, you have to anticipate one. You have to have the vision to actually put your foot in the ground and make cuts, or put your foot in the ground and get upfield. He's just not doing that.
And here's a perfect example. There was a bounce out play. It was against him and Gilmore.
Yep.
And as a running back, you're taught you have to beat one man. You either juke him or run him over. And Gilmore's not the most physical. I'm not saying he's a turn down guy. Yeah, but he's not as big as Najee, and he's a corner. You got to make him miss or run him over, and he didn't even get hidden yards.
I haven't dug into the numbers yet, Doug, so shame on me for not doing it yet, but do you buy in at all to the idea that he's getting the carries in what are obvious rundowns? You know, first and 10, Canada loves to run first and 10, even second and long, we'll see him get the ball. And then in what may be more pass tendency downs, you're seeing Warren and whoever, yeah, McFarland, in this case of Monday night, get the carries.
I subscribe to that, and I definitely believe that. But with that said, you're a first round running
right.
back.
You still got to be better.
You still got to be better.
Yeah. Create.
Yeah. If those guys are getting five, you should be getting at least 4.3.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because that's what you were known for, and that's what you were drafted for, and that's what you did in college, and that's what everybody expects you to do.
We talked to Ray Fittipaldo earlier about scheming up plays for Deontay because of double coverage, and whenever you're a high-level wide receiver and you think you're a tier one wide receiver, and if you're a first-round pick running back, you are asked to create too. Like, and we brought up, you know, guys of the past with double teams and playing wide receiver, but
Nobody had to get Antonio Brown open.
Exactly. No, exactly.
That's where I was like, you know, you get open.
Mm-hmm.
You can scheme as much as you want, but if you are that guy, that dog, you get open. You create plays. You create yardage.
And that's the tricky part about sports. Is it a reason or is it an excuse? You know what I mean?
Right.
To me, Deontay Johnson being double teamed, that's an excuse. Every number one wide receiver, Devontae Adams, all of them get double-digit targets. You know what I mean? So, come on, Stephon Diggs, double-digit targets. Be it beating double coverage, beating one-on-one, or the offensive coordinator scheming him up by putting him in a bunch, motioning them, different type of things to get the imaginative things to get these guys open.
Well, the analytics would at least point out that Deontay Johnson is getting open. He's the second most open receiver in football behind A.J. Brown. I'm wondering, is it something that the offensive coordinator could say to Kenny, hey, maybe he should be your first read in situations where maybe before he hadn't been, Doug?
No, that should be in the play design. So if he is the first read, you tell him, hey, you go from one to two to three. Number one is Deontay. Number two is Freiermuth. Number three is Pickens. Whatever. But that's the design of the play. So he doesn't have to tell him that. So that I understand what you're
asking.
But
if he is getting open and Kenny's not getting him the ball, what do you tell Kenny then?
You got to tell – then that's when you sit down with Kenny and Deontay, and you sit down and say, what aren't you seeing? Why didn't you go there? And then that's where that open dialogue, that communication, not only between Kenny and the coach and the coordinator, but Kenny and Deontay. And that's where they start getting on the same page, like him and Pickens have for some reason. And that's why I think him and Pickens are going to be such a formidable duo going forward that next year they're going to have these nonverbal communications where it might be, okay, it's press, so I'm going to convert that to a fade, and all they do is just give the head nod. And then Kenny goes, it might be a run, and he'll just go check, 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 boom, fly it up. That's what you got to get to, and for some reason, it's not clicking with Deontay. I don't know, but you get them in a room, you watch film, and you figure it out.
It's Wednesdays with Whaley. More with Doug until the top of the hour. We come back in just a minute. Hold tight. First, I tell you about Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing. Let's say you woke up and you got a plumbing emergency. That's no good, but they'll make it better. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing send somebody out 24/7, 365. You give them a call. Even at the worst possible time, they'll pick up and they'll make sure to get it done and get it done right for you. Clogged toilet, no hot water. Need a sewer inspection? Just call the plumbing industry leaders. That's Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing. Call them today or book that appointment online, armstrongcomfort.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Doug, listen to this from Fox Sports.
Captain Tyler Adams. Weston McKinney, Des making a big run. It's meant for him. Des is stuck in behind. Des into the middle. Pulisic! Scores! Might have paid the price, but the U.S. takes the lead.
Fox Sports yesterday, U.S. wins. Are you into the World Cup at all?
Every 4 years, I am. Yeah. Well, the 4 years that the U.S. is in.
What is the biggest event that you've ever been to? Non-football. Like, so you take the Super Bowl out of it, because you would say one of the Super Bowls, right? So what's the biggest event or the thing that you went to and you said, or it could be one of two, you could answer this one of two ways. The biggest event you've ever been to or the thing that you went to and you said, you know what? This is actually pretty great, and I didn't think it would be.
Wimbledon. Center court right behind the Royals box, and I think it was...
Talk more, tell me.
Timmy Chang against Andre Agassi. It was an unbelievable event, and I will go to... And then I just went to the U.S. Open a couple years ago. Tennis events are unreal, and you don't even have to go to center court. If you go there early enough, there's so many side courts that you can sit there, and at the Wimbledon Tennis Club, you take... It's like a 40-minute train outside of London. You go there, you spend the whole day... And the match I went to was like at 5 or 6, so we got there around 2 or 3, walked around, saw all the other courts being played with lower-seeded players. You're probably 10 yards from where they are, where they're playing. Then you get in the center court, and again, there was no Royals behind it, but a guy I worked with used to be an agent at IMG, so he had some tennis connections, got me tickets there. Right behind the Royals box. It was unreal.
R.I.P. Only... Nick Bollettieri, who just died last week, by the way.
No,
he did.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, wow.
What do you mean? No, yeah, he did. I'm sorry.
What happened?
He's like 90, Nick Bollettieri. Anyway, continue.
The only thing I say, if you go to a tennis match, don't sit on the side because your neck really gets tired going back and forth.
Sit
on the baseline. I'm telling you, you see so much better and it's less work. Sit on the baseline.
You know who's got a great neck? I noticed it the other day.
That quarterback from Stanford.
Yeah, but Matt Ryan.
Oh, no.
Matt Ryan's got a lengthy neck built for tennis.
Davis Mills, yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan has a great neck. No, Nick Bollettieri died 10 days ago because he started IMG.
Yeah.
They bought it off of him.
I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah, he's like, he died last week. He was, I don't even know. He was born in 1931.
Ooh.
He was just in shape because he's a tennis player.
Yeah, I thought he was like 70 or something.
So Wimbledon is the event.
I'm telling you, the whole day. I'm telling you, go do yourself a favor.
It's a bit of a chore.
It is. Well, but all right,
it's not like it's in
Go to the U.S.
Penhills.
Open.
It's pretty far.
Go to the U.S. Open in New York, in Flushing, because you can take a train. You don't even have to get in a car. You get off. If you go left, you're at Citi Field. If you go right, you're at the complex for the U.S. Open. It's great. Food is awesome. The atmosphere is awesome. You go in the night. I'm telling you. Trust me.
Your NASCAR event.
Yeah, that's fun, NASCAR. You know where I want to go? Someone told me, I have friends who live in the Beltway in Annapolis, Baltimore, Annapolis area. They tell me, and I've not been, I heard the lacrosse Final Four is an unbelievable rip-roaring time. It's on, is it Labor Day or Memorial Day?
Find your next great Patriots wide receiver there, too.
Sure. Yeah.
No, what's the one at the end of the summer? The end of the school year.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day weekend. They have it. They used to have it at like RFK. Now it's at like it could be at the Raven Stadium. It could be in Annapolis at Navy. They said it is just a huge, great party.
Huh. All right, Chris, what's yours?
I'd still love to go to a Super Bowl as a fan. Gotcha. Like that for me is the ultimate.
Dorn?
That I've been to or want to go to?
Been to
would probably be Clemson Pitt. That was college football. I remember seeing you there. I was like, this is college football. And obviously the game, the way it ended. But what I want to go to is like a Lakers game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I want to go
now,
to Lakers.
Now, all right. Are you a
floor seat
guy? I just
can't believe how St. Clair it is that you like tennis.
The event. I don't like tennis.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm a competition junkie. You throw me any type of competition – live, I'm go see. If we're sitting there playing marbles, I'll be like, all right, let's go.
I'm with you on that. I want to see people, and I just said this the other day, I don't really like soccer, but I'll watch anything the best in the world is doing, whether it's badminton, marbles, whatever. Like, you could be play the oboe, and if you're the best in the world or among the best in the world, I'm intrigued by that.
When I was in Vegas for our draft a couple weeks ago, it was like 9, 10 o'clock at night out there, so it's 2 or 3 in the morning. They had sumo wrestling on. I was watching that because it's just competition. Mm-hmm. I love it. Crowley,
He's not a sumo wrestler.
No. No. Anti-sumo wrestler. What event would you like to go, and what's your best event you've been to?
There's the World Dart Championships in London. I'm not even kidding about this. Where you just get in a room with a bunch of drunk London folk and you sing songs the whole time and you watch people being at the top of the world at darts, and it's all drinking. It's supposedly not all that expensive, and it's a total cluster, you know what. Mm-hmm. So I would love to go to that.
I have seen it on television, and whenever a guy hits it, it's very quiet. Like, it's very, nobody said, like then golf. They hit the number they're supposed to, like, and they scream and hug each other and stuff, and they talk mess to each other, too. So the one that you haven't been to, though, is that. And where have you been that's the best?
I mean, the AFC Championship game between the Steelers and Ravens was just, I mean, it was obnoxious how fired up that crowd was. I haven't done anything cool outside of Pittsburgh, though. I'd love to go to a Final Four, Huggins.
Final Four is great because they have the built-in recovery day. Mm-hmm. Like, you go on Saturday, and it's the Final Four day, and then you could go out afterwards, and then Sunday you do nothing. And a lot of people scoot out of town on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then you can get tickets for the championship on Monday night.
Yeah, because if their team didn't make it. Yeah,
yeah, and they're just gone because they sell half the tickets away. Or the coaches, and a lot of coaches have good tickets, they just unload them. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to get rid of them. They don't need to be there any longer because their meetings and stuff are already done by Monday. Yeah.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
So the Final Four in Indianapolis is a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
U.S. Open. I'd like to go check that out.
Golf or tennis?
Golf.
Golf? Phenomenal.
Right here.
You know what? That's probably the best thing I've been to.
Yeah.
Just walking Oakmont. And
yes.
We couldn't get in on Tiger's Gallery because it was just too packed. This is two opens ago. But just walking around that course is just – there doesn't have to be anybody golfing on it. Just walking the course is unreal.
I was writing a feature, and luckily it worked my way into like a ropes pass where I was able to go anywhere. And so I walked and was with – when Mickelson, the one time he was here, and he didn't know if he was going to play or not because he hurt his wrist.
Wrist, yep.
So I walked a full 18 holes. It was three people. Me – and there was a gallery, but they had to stay behind the ropes, the other reporters. Mm-hmm. Me, Cookie, and Bill Plaschke from the LA Times.
Wow.
Because I was writing this big feature. And I didn't know. I'm standing there with Cookie, and Cookie's miserable because he has to stand next to me. And then all of a sudden, Bill Plaschke fights his way through like 60,000 people, and he goes, "Hey, my old friend Ron Cook, how you doing?" And they were like old bosom buddies. And I'm like, man, Cookie knows everybody. Because it was at the time the height of like Around the Horn. Mm-hmm. And Bill Plaschke was like a big guy in sport. And I'm like, damn, he's Cookie's pal? How does this work? Cookie knows everybody.
I'll say this. I've been to a couple of golf events, U.S. Open. To me, the best days to go are the practice rounds.
Yeah.
Less crowded, and you get up close, and you can see them dropping three or four balls and everything. And
Watch them working on the swing.
Exactly. Yep. And then you
reading
can see a Tiger and get without those massive crowds.
What jumped out at me at a golf event at Oakmont a couple times I've been there for is how much the guys that suck are good. The guys that don't even make the cut are like, this guy's unbelievable. Who's that? Oh, he's not going to be in contention. Well, wait a minute. He just hit his 7-iron 291 yards. What do you mean he's not going to be in contention? Oh, he can't.
Remember the 94 Open?
Colin Montgomery almost died. When it was like 100 degrees?
Yeah. Guess what? One of those jobs that you're like, did I really do that? I was squeezing lemonades at the U.S. Open.
Really?
One of my buddies had a lemonade truck. I'm sitting there squeezing. Nice. Oh, yeah. Having to count the cups and everything. That was my job.
Did Arnold Palmer roll by and say, can you throw a little iced tea in that?
Yes.
No, I wish he did.
We dive deep into the football here. Wednesdays with Whaley.
Exactly.
Good stuff. We come right back. We take you to the top of the hour here. Fan Morning Show. All right, Doug. Highsmith comes to you in the offseason and says, hey, look at what I did. I want to be paid. You say what?
I look at it this way. You within reason, you may have a mark of whatever. Let's say it's 12 million. But if 14 gets it done, you get it done, because if you don't, you're spinning your wheels. And what I mean by that is, okay, if he walks, now you got another position to replace. And you already lack of depth at that position. And there's so many other positions that you need to add top-line players. Why create another hole?
I agree with you, but what about those that make the very good argument that enough money has been spent on the defensive side of the ball comparably to the offensive side?
My point being is, I don't disagree with that, but are we building a team here? And building a team isn't subtracting to add. Mm-hmm. So, all right, you lose him, or you draft another guy. How are you getting better? You still don't have any depth at that position. And then you have a young guy that hasn't proven. So to me, it's sometimes you have to spend above, to especially when you don't have, you're not paying your quarterback. You have that flexibility to do that. And that's why you want to build that foundation now. Now you can take that draft pick instead of trying to draft a high guy to replace him. You can get a guy to back them up and have depth. So if one of them goes down, we're not looking at like, all right, our defense just stinks now because we don't have any pressure.
When you're going to the negotiating table and you're negotiating with a guy like, say, Highsmith, and you know, your first backing is that you only play well when TJ Watt's out there. How does a guy like that counter that? Like, how does an agent and a player, you know, come back and say, well, yeah, that may be the case, but this?
They don't. They just say, look at my numbers, and I'll take those numbers to Tennessee and see what they think about that. So they'll just all they look at is they don't. And that's why you have a lot of free agent signings that don't work out, because who's playing around them, mm-hmm. and who's affording them those opportunities to be productive. And some teams don't take that into account, and agents don't take that into account, and players don't. I did this all on my own. So that's where you got to really say, sometimes they have you and sometimes you have them. In the draft process,
would that be a number one tactic, though, from the GM side, mm-hmm. is to say that? To say, like, well, you're only productive whenever the best player on the defense is in the game. Would that be a tactic that they use?
You say it, but you don't say it like that.
Right.
We're saying, hey, our scheme and our system affords you this ability to be that productive. You go somewhere else, do you really think that's going to – are you looking for this cash in, this smash and grab, this one contract? Or do you want to be here and maybe get another contract on top of that? That's how you present it.
Yeah, so what is applicable from the Bud Dupree situation, if anything, with Highsmith?
I think within reason. Now, if someone gives them $25 million, you're like, all right, you got to go. But if you got to stretch it a little bit, I think you got to sign it again. Because
do you talk to Watt? Do you ask him if you want him? Do you get his input on who he wants on the other side?
I don't think so. I mean, I would talk to Watt to say, is he the type of teammate we need to go forward for mm-hmm. where we want to go? And I talk to Hayward.
Because Watt ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, I talk to Hayward. I talk to Minka. I talk to that defensive core and say, do you guys want him as in a teammate?
Does because that happen whenever there's free agency? You're looking at a long-term deal? Do you talk to other guys and say, hey, we didn't have this conversation, but is this guy good for us for 3-4 years?
And you know. You already know. You really don't have to talk, because if he was a turd or if he was bad for business or bad for that locker room, you would know. You're in that building. You talk and you have casual conversations with these guys all the time, lunchtime, during practice. It's just not management, coaching, and players. It's a building, and you come together because it's a franchise and a team, and you're trying to build that culture. So you talk, and if you're plugged in enough, you know. But everyone's, hey, TJ, we're going to sign this guy. We're going to have to probably pay a little more than we want to. What do you think? And TJ's probably going to say, yay, because it's going to take some pressure off of me.
Doug, do you hunt?
I used to when I was young. People don't know. I moved to Pittsburgh when I was in 86, going into ninth grade. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and then West Virginia. So when I was in West Virginia, I hunted.
Did you ever get anything?
I got a deer before. It was like a 6-point something.
Yeah,
like
that
was
my best. Cut it up and got it in.
I
everything.
Didn't do all that.
No. How old were you? Just shot it.
I was probably like 12. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bow or a rifle?
No, rifle. My first gun I shot, my grandfather was a big gun guy. My dad obviously went to West Point, an Army guy, so guns are around my house. When I was young, my grandfather's like, you want to shoot a gun? Okay. He gave me an 8-gauge. and blew my shoulder off. He says, wait till you get older and shoot a gun. But then I, you know, 22, all that stuff, yeah.
Did you eat the deer?
Yeah.
Do you still have it, the head?
No. No, I don't put anything on it. But venison? I love venison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You don't eat venison?
Well, if it's offered to me, I'll have it,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Certainly.
Any other hunters on here?
No.
I don't hunt anymore because, like I said, and I've said this before, unless you can put leisurely in front of it or behind it and it's comfortable, count me out.
Not relaxing enough for you?
You're finished.
Get up that early and
be in
that
cold? Dragging yourself out to the woods?
Yeah. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's why Wednesdays with Whaley is at 9 o'clock and not in the 6 o'clock hour.
Exactly.
Certainly. Great stuff by you, Doug. Again, we will talk next week. We appreciate it, as always.
All right, fellas.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Morning rain, afternoon high, mid-40s.
That's the weather.
There's enough pressure out there when you make a major purchase, especially if it's jewelry for your wife or your fiance. Guys, I have the solution.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.